When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
In the Locker Room with Wolf and Starks on ESPN Pittsburgh and Steelers Nation Radio, presented by your neighborhood Ford store. The F-150 is the official truck of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Now the Steelers' third loss, staring them in a row. Here's the Hail Mary pass for the end zone scrum. And it is a touchback, an interception. Interception made by LaMarcus Joyner, his second of the game. And that ends it at Acrisure Stadium.
Well, today's a day you got to lead with your chin, Steelers Nation. You got to ball up your fist, narrow your focus. You got to bite down hard on your mouth guard because it's about to get bumpy. And Max, first of all, glad you traveled well, glad you traveled safe. How were your travails last night as you moseyed your way back to Phoenix?
I made it home. That's
good.
That's
a good thing
we can ask for. I made it home. It was a long day. It was a long day.
I would say
You know, getting in the night before about 11:15.
Do you remember what time zone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was like, what time would that be in normal? So. I mean, essentially, I was in Pittsburgh for 17 hours.
There you go. All right.
So just a little tired this morning, but full of energy, ready to talk about this game. But yeah, I made it back, and I'm here. We're here, and we're here to discuss all of the good, the bad, and the ugly.
There you go. Well, I can tell you this. I was disturbed enough that I woke up, I don't know, probably like 2:45, and I ended up watching the game over again for, you know, just kind of reviewing the film for about an hour or so. About 4, I think, I decided to give it back up and go back to try to get some sleep. That's how disturbed I was, though, because of the fact there was such promise percolating for a while yesterday, and there still is promise percolating. You know as well as I do, you got to lick your wounds for 24 hours, but this is the type of deal that, you know, it's kind of, you got to narrow your focus here, and you've got to kind of reestablish some norms for yourself, understanding that things aren't going the way they planned. You know, the offseason plan was to go out and get a Mitch Trubisky. The offseason plan was hopefully they could get Kenny Pickett if they were able to draft him. The offseason plan was that the defense was going to be resilient and strong and dominant and carry the team. But, you know, those plans now, they're out the window, basically. But what is still there is the fighting spirit and culture of that locker room. And to me, that's where you've got to lay your hopes and your rest on those guys in the locker room. They got to find within themselves that which they need to go right into Buffalo, because this is going to be stormy weather here.
Yeah, well, the genie's out the bottle, Wolf.
Yes.
You cannot stuff KP8 back in the proverbial rookie bottle. He came out, he debuted, and as a team, now where do we go from here? That's really what it is, because technically, you can only go up from here, right?
Right.
Because you are at the lowest point, sitting at 1-3. You know, Everybody nationally is talking about you. Good, bad, indifferent. You're getting talked about. You could say it's a balance of positive and negative. But I think the biggest thing that kind of gnaws at my crawl, so to speak, right? I think that's the best way of putting it. Wolf gnaws at my crawl.
Okay.
It's that there are so many good things and plays and people, but we can't get them all on the same page to fire at the same time, to hit on all cylinders, like all the spark plugs in a V8, right? You need all them babies hitting for you to get that beautiful purr in the engine. That's the frustrating part for me, right? You'll see great blocks, and then, you know, a guy misses a hole, or
right.
you'll get the protection blocked up, and the receiver doesn't catch it, or everybody's running this great route that's going to be a game-changing play, and you get leakage in the pass protection. Great wham block, but the double team, somebody falls off at the last second. It's like all these just little – and then defensively, guys shooting the wrong gap, guys trying to overplay their position, or guys, I will say this, hesitating when they have a known hit on the quarterback. Guys kind of expecting something and the illusion of gets them. Getting bit on a reverse touchdown to a quarterback coming off a knee surgery. Like, it's just all of those little things here and there. And that's frustrating. That's frustrating because if you clean up those couple of here and there plays, this team could be completely different. You know, I enjoy watching Kenny Pickett go in. You know, was I curious and a little disappointed it happened the way it did? Yes, I'll say that. I'm not ashamed to say that. It bothered me a little bit.
Right.
But I do appreciate the spark. But also, here was the other part of it. 3 interceptions. And one of those was not his fault.
Right.
Other two, I will say they're his fault. Because if you intended for the ball to go out of bounds, you know how to throw the ball out of bounds.
Yeah.
You tried to pull a 50-50 and it was the other 50.
Well, it's one of those things when you're a young buck. You got to rush hot in your face. It's late in the game and you're trying to make a play without trying to make a play.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? It's the 50-50 thing you're talking about.
It was Sex Panther. 60% of the time, it works all the time. So, I get it. Yeah. And he had full-on swag. I mean, you know, he was definitely, you know, he was getting it.
He had his mojo rolling. Yes, he was.
The mojo was flowing. The mojo was flowing. But, I mean, you know, that's just the tough part about it. And that's what Steeler fans are going to have to understand. You've called for it. You're getting it.
Right.
Now you must live with it.
Yep.
Because it is a process with a rookie quarterback. Y'all have not had to deal with this for 2 decades. And as a guy who lived through a rookie quarterback, because I was a rookie with him, I know the numbers can be staggering, but this isn't 2004 NFL football.
Yep.
You know, this isn't run the ball, ground and pound, strategic, play action pass, keep the throws under 20 throws total to be successful and have a very stingy defense. This is not that, ladies and gentlemen. So do not make the comparisons. All you can do is celebrate the growth. And that's how we have to approach this whole scenario. But I think even bigger than that, Wolf, it's more so our defense.
I was wondering where you're going to get to the point, because the point really isn't the offense at this point anymore.
No.
You know, it really isn't. You know, the thing about it is, and what one of the things that I was just talking with somebody, with Brian Lamartina, right, we're talking about, and go, you know, the thing with changing with Kenny and putting Kenny in there, and look, I was in favor of hanging on to Mitch because, you know, I'm one of those guys, I like the vets, okay? But it's not to say, Kenny, you didn't spark. He did. He did exactly what you wanted him to do. But this is the fearsome thing about it. What happens if it doesn't work? And that's the problem that you get to, and that's what they're facing now. You know, and I think it's like you said, the genie's out of the bottle. I think you got to move forward now. This starts the Kenny era. I think in my mind, because if you start wavering around, you start making things look like you're panicking. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You know, if you start to waver and you can't, you're just going to have steel resolve. And it's like you said, you know, you got to be ready to go now. Okay, so. With Kenny, and I believe you me, I believe Kenny's ready mentally. I think he's ready. He's ready to go. He's going to learn some things physically that he's got to do, and is going to be limited to, or and can capitalize on. But mentally, I think he's tough enough to handle it. Even when you make a critical mistake like he made when he threw that ball to Freiermuth, you know, and hoping to throw it out of bounds. I mean, he knows, like you said, he knows how to throw it out of bounds. And he was just, when you get 50-50 on something, you get a 50-50 result.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's a question. Are you prepared? This is worst-case scenario.
Okay.
Are you prepared that if Kenny Pickett is 0-4, that you continue down the path as a starter?
Yeah. I mean, this is what everybody's got to come to some sort of understanding. Again, it's going to be about how he's – if he's improving, you know, and that's the key.
Yeah.
If he's improving, and it could be a slight improvement, it could be big improvement. We don't know. This young man is gifted. He's got great talents, great ability, you know. But the fact is, you're about to go to Buffalo, and then you got the Bucs. Then you got, the Dolphs?
Dolphins.
And then you got the Eagles.
And then the Eagles.
Yeah. That's some rough road there.
Gauntlet is what they call that.
Gauntlet, yeah. Do you remember that movie with Clint Eastwood, The Gauntlet?
Yeah. No, but I do remember The Gauntlet from American Gladiators.
Okay. But no, there was a movie. It had Clint Eastwood. He's taking a prisoner back, trying to keep a prisoner safely when a lot of bad people wanted to kill him or something.
Was he a marshal? Was he?
I can't remember. I think so. He was some sort of officer, you know. You know, it's. I don't know why I'm getting off on this thing, but probably because I was up at 3 a.m. watching the game.
Delirium is real.
Delirium, yes, real. It can happen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, I didn't get to bed till midnight, but it was more so because I just, you know, time change just kind of got me.
I don't have any idea how you can handle the time zone changes. That's like, wow, wop, wop, wop. You just go back and forth, and it's like beating yourself up.
Yeah. Well, now, you know, normally I leave on a Friday because I usually have a college game, so I've had that day to adjust.
Yeah.
This week I did not have a college game, so I came in literally on the only nonstop from Pittsburgh from Phoenix to Pittsburgh, and they just happened to be one of those flights. I left at 4 p.m. my time, but I showed up at 11:15 your time. So it was like I just lost all that time. There we go.
No.
And then you get to the hotel. I purposely made sure I did not turn the TV on to check any college scores or anything, because I knew that I would not get to sleep if I was trying to catch up on all my college stuff. But I am here today, and I could say that I am a little tired for the first time ever, but we're going to get energized because I just found an energy drink in my little mini fridge.
Oh, isn't that nice?
I am.
Maybe the good lady Tiffany, did she stock up your fridge while you were gone, maybe, huh?
She was out of town.
Oh.
The whole family was out of town. Like, they left Friday because my daughters danced in the Disneyland Halloween parade.
Oh, okay.
So their little dance troupe went out there, and they danced at that, which was awesome. For them, so they were absolutely wiped when I got home.
Okay,
they were there from Friday through Sunday, and they went to the park right all the way up until they went to the airport.
How long a flight is that? It's not a big flight, is it?
45 minutes.
Oh, is that all? Wow.
Yeah, it's a short hop, skip, and a jump to Santa Ana from here. So our whole family is tired. My youngest, you know, Quincy is, she's funny. She's like, "Daddy, I'm tired and I'm sore. I was like, well, sweetie, that's what happens when you work out and you do stuff. Because, you know, they're doing their entire choreography down Main Street in Disney for like 2.5 miles.
Really? Wow.
And this is, yeah. So, I mean, and they did, and their group was last, so they had to like stop at certain points, you know, because the parade kind of slows up. And so the fact that they made it through that and then still went to the park the rest of the evening and then got up at 5:30 a.m., the next morning for like the dancer appreciation, like breakfast, and they had access to like a little part of the park they opened up for them to
really?
Go before everybody else
How
came
cool
in.
How cool was that?
Yeah, it was super, and they looked super adorable. But yeah, no. So I mean, so when you think about that, it's like, okay, yeah, this whole our whole household is dragging just a smidge this morning. And we're normally spry, but my wife got up at 4:30 this morning, which she normally does every day, because she deals with East Coast time for a lot of her work. So, I applaud her. I couldn't do it.
Oh,
I
that's
roll
just
over.
No,
I can
no,
roll over
no.
at 4:30. That's about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's brutal. Absolutely brutal. Tip of the cap to Miss Tiffany. My goodness, that's iron duty, man. That'll hurt. All right, the Steelers are now 1-3 max. All right. Now, you know as well as I do, you lick your wounds for 24 hours, but you got to
24 whole hours.
Yeah, you got to reload, because what's waiting in Buffalo is the Bills Mafia and maybe the best quarterback in the NFL, quite possibly Josh Allen. I mean, a maniac following in Western New York. There's an awful lot there, man. This is going to be just reloading on this and getting everybody pulling oars in the same direction and getting refocused is going to take some good coaching. It's going to take some refocusing. It's going to take a lot of guys doubling down on effort.
Well, and they just beat the Ravens too, by the way.
They did.
With a field goal. So this is a team that's looking to get back on track. You know, they got sidetracked down in Miami. The entire secondary is down. So this is a formidable team offensively and defensively. The challenge is going to be there. So, you know, when I'm thinking about offensive line, You better lick your wounds and get ready for what is coming, because Buffalo built their defense to stop the Kansas City Chiefs. So they're definitely looking at you like,
oh, good. We're not the Chiefs, though, so we're okay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We are not the Chiefs, so they don't have to worry about,
so,
you know.
So said no one ever.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that's kind of where you're at. But, you know, we'll see the health of the secondary. And then offensively, like you said, Josh Allen and company. He brings a company with him. The only weakness they have is that they're not a strong run team, which will play within our game plan, hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully they do not find a run game against us. But, I mean, yeah, so we have to learn a lot from this Jets game. And like you said, we get 24 hours to kind of digest, mourn, weep, cry,
wail,
whatever it is, wail, yelp, whatever it is. Get it out your system, but 4 p.m. today is gone. It's over. No more rearview mirror. Only strictly looking through the front glass from this point forward.
Less than 6 hours to complete the licking of the wounds here. All right? I mean, that's exactly where you're at, because you don't have no time, you know? I can hear Rocky Balboa talking to Apollo Creed. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. You know, I mean, this is going to be one of those games. And this is one of the things that I've been in a similar situation. 89, we got creamed the first two games. And so you get to that point where you are backed against the wall. And you know that if you don't pull it together, the whole year is really resting on a downhill slide, a trail as thin as a house of cards. You know what I mean? Knock one card out and it's Jenga all over again. So you look at this, and in my mind, I'm already kind of getting ramped up, and I know that I still have less than six hours to kind of just be morose. But it's like I'm looking at Buffalo, and I'm thinking to myself, man, these guys here, they're going to have to really pull it together, because and we're going to start with the good and the bad and the ugly coming up as we move along here. But certainly, they've got to be able to reload at some point during this week, man, because otherwise, I don't even want to contemplate the otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I don't want to contemplate that either. But yeah, I mean, if you were a group of your salt and you're accountable, it's painful. Like I said, walking into that team meeting today,
ooh,
you know, you got to wear a little extra padding on the backside.
Yeah. Maybe a lead shield, you know, you're going for x-rays.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, lead shield, and you know what? You might need to get a little fat layer so you're not as thin-skinned.
Got that covered. You know?
Yeah, exactly. You got to be a little bit thicker in the skin department this week. Because
I'm covered for that one,
brother. It's going to get real. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about to get real. Okay, how about we go take a break, Max, and when we come back, we're going to start in with the good, the bad, and the ugly. Coming up right here on SNR.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.